You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Tug Gleason. Let's check the weather forecast now with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City.
Snow will continue to move across the Midwest today after seeing some significant accumulations occur last night from portions of Nebraska and Iowa into portions of Illinois and Indiana. We saw accumulations run anywhere from dusting upwards to 3 and 4 inches across parts of the region. The precipitation did create a little bit of travel issue for us this morning, but it looks like conditions will improve in those areas as we go through the day today. Well, the forecast is going to promote a further eastward expansion of the snow as we go through the day today. It will actually shift into an easterly direction, getting through most of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia as we go through the day. The snow accumulations are not expected to be much different than those of yesterday. Maybe 1 to 2 and some local 3-inch amounts will take place. There could be something a little bit greater in a few spots, but it looks to me like most of the significant snow today will actually occur down in Kentucky and portions of Tennessee, where we will see some 4-inch amounts of accumulation taking place, but most of the heart of the Midwest will escape most of those greater amounts. The exception may be in some central and southern Indiana locations where we'll see some moderate amounts of accumulation. Moisture content will be relatively low with this event, and the system will just move right on out of the area as we get into the evening and overnight tonight. It looks like another disturbance will be forming in the western parts of the Corn Belt as we get into Thursday afternoon. That will produce a dusting to 1 inch, maybe 2 in a couple of spots, but the real energy in the atmosphere is going to be focused on the Delta, and the lower Mississippi River Basin area into the Tennessee Basin area will be poised for a significant storm system to evolve tomorrow into Friday. The storm will move to the middle Atlantic coastal region after that, and there will be some significant wintry mixes of precipitation occurring across the lowermost parts of the Midwest. Most of this will occur near and south of the Ohio River, so not much precipitation will occur in the heart of the region. But we will see some snow, freezing rain, sleet, and rain occurring in Kentucky and portions of the immediate Ohio River Valley area. We'll probably see snow occur from southeastern Illinois into southern portions of Ohio. And the snow could get locally heavy, especially in southeastern portions of Ohio and Pennsylvania as we get out towards the end of the day on Friday and into early Saturday morning. The storm will be most potent for the Mid-Atlantic region and southern New England back into the mountains of Pennsylvania and West Virginia. Some of those areas see more than 1 foot of snow, and it'll be a significant weather maker for those areas. In the meantime, the rest of the Midwest will be relatively quiet, biased for a while. We'll see the temperatures across the region staying in a mostly seasonable range, but we will have a cooler bias still prevailing for a little while longer. We'll expect the high temperatures across the region this afternoon to be teens and 20s. That certainly is cool, and we'll see that dominating most areas except down in the far south where some 30s are expected. Tomorrow we'll see 20s and 30s occurring across a big part of the region. The same will probably take place on Friday with some teens in the upper Midwest, and we'll see 20s and 30s still occurring Saturday and Sunday. Our lowest temperatures over these next few nights will be mostly in the single digits and teens in the far northern parts of the Midwest, while we'll see teens and 20s occur in the rest of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.